Tonight, though, we have a special treat. Betsy Hill, along with friends, and I'll actually let Betsy introduce James and the rest of the friends tonight, is going to be talking about Tenshi Aikido, and I'm so delighted that she is here tonight. She has been a friend of the store for oh so many years. I was reflecting on today, as I sent out the email notification to people, that having started this store, having created this institution in the community, one of the pleasures for me has been to get to know people like Betsy and James Gower and others who are the spiritual treasures of Sebastopol. And we have a lot of them.
Yeah.
We have a lot of them. So so this is the night for Tenshi Aikido. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you.
And please join me in welcoming Betsy, etc.
Yeah. Well, my first Aikido teacher when I was 17 and a half years old was Robert Nadeau Sensei in Mountain View. And after a month of training or so, he had just gotten back from being with O-sensei in Japan, the founder of Aikido. We did a class, a daytime class, and he said, I want to show you something. And he took me to East West Bookstore in Menlo Park, and much like this. And they had, in East West at that time, they had the pictures of all the saints around the top. And I remember stepping into the store and went, I just stepped into heaven. This is heaven. And he bought me a copy of Autobiography of a Yogi. And that's kind of took off from there, you know. So that's kind of come in, I think I come in a little different door than other folks, in that I was just interested basically in meditation, but I never could sit still. So Aikido is perfect for me because it's a moving meditation, right? So so I've been at it a lot of years, and you know, it's a very joyful experience for me. It's just, it never gets old. It's always enlivening, and I've just recently gone into a place which is really new for me, which I can't even describe, in the Aikido, which is a great gift, but at first it sure didn't feel like it. So it keeps, you know, keeps giving, basically. So that's my intro. And why don't we start with you, Jim? Would you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Jim Gower. I've been in the art with Betsy, because of Betsy, for 30 years. And I do healing work here, body work called Double Helix Healing, which has, I was just with a client this morning, and I was realizing I was doing Aikido practice with him on the deepest level. So for me, while Aikido is a martial art, it's really for me a healing art, and really infuses the practice that I do with my clients. Keeping the balance of right relationship.
So, Jim, we'll go on. Yeah. I'm going to get back to you, but let's just go.
We'll talk some more.
I'm Bob Engel. I'm a marriage and family therapist here in town, and I was lucky enough to live in Grayton when Betsy Sensei was part of Centerfield Aikido, and lucky in this sense, knowing myself to be too lazy to indulge in exercise unless it was easy to get to, I chose the closest martial arts studio to me, three blocks away. And on the eve of my 50th birthday, I started studying the art, and that was 18 years ago. So, thank you.
I was going down. Hi everyone, I'm Chuck Fisher. I'm also with Tenshi Aikido, and have been practicing for many years. I'm the executive director of a nonprofit in town that teaches principals like you to children in schools all over the U.S. I just say that for me, particularly practicing with Betsy, what I love is the joy. There's just a joy that wells up and getting present on the mat.
My name is Michael, and
Michael, I don't want to interrupt, but I think what we intended was that the presenters were going to introduce themselves.
I want to hear from folks. Go ahead, Michael. Okay.
Were you a presenter too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead. I think names is great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I specialize in what cannot be said.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michael as well. And I recently moved to town about a month ago.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Mark. I don't know if you might remember me, but about 40 years ago, you taught me how to roll.
Oh, my goodness.
I was starting at Sankito in the city. I think it might have been 1976, I'm not sure, maybe 77.
Oh my lord.
So I only stuck with it for 7 years, and it's kind of a story of stopped, but you know, so it's always affected me ever since. And actually, since it was when I was also beginning my bodywork career around that time, uh-huh. it was doing Aikido that really helped me so much to learn how to work with people. So I've been up in this area for about 20 years.
Oh wow, okay. Hi. I always said I don't recognize people unless they have a gi on.
Yeah, right, but you taught me so well, just the, you know.
Thank you.
It overcame, helped me overcome a lot of fear, and just doing the basic role.
Yeah, cool.
And my name is Kim Wardwell, and I'm a hospice nurse here locally, and I've been honored to train with Sensei Betsy and Tenchi Aikido for close to 16 years, I believe. I can remember being on the mat when I was pregnant with my first baby, and I would echo what I've heard already tonight about the joy that comes from training. It feels like it's going to be a lifetime practice for me, and I've been in and out of active training with children and work and busyness of my life, but Aikido has helped ground me and gives me a wonderful foundation from which to move out in the world and offer my gifts. So I'm very grateful.
Hi, I'm Kathleen. Looking forward to the lecture. I've done some healing work with James, and I'm happy to be here.
My name is Chance. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Good to see you. Yeah. Okay. Great. Let's see what Dr. King has to offer. This is how I do books these days. If you want to be a great leader, you must learn to follow the Tao. Stop trying to control. Let go of fixed plans and concepts, and the world will govern itself. The more prohibitions you have, the less virtuous people will be. The more weapons you have, the less secure people will be. The more subsidies you have, the less self-reliant people will be. Therefore, the master says, I let go of the law and people become honest. I let go of economics and people become prosperous. I let go of religion and people become serene. I let go of all desire for the common good and the good becomes common as grass. Stephen Mitchell's translation. So, this is a great man, really a great man. Morihei Ueshiba, O-sensei, we call him, O-sensei means the great teacher. And all that I just read, he totally embodied. He homesteaded early in his career in Hokkaido, very, 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 very cold, rough environment, and raised horses, raised draft horses, and logged, there were trees to log, and demonstrated against the corporations that were coming in to fish the area. Very, very progressive man that took the martial arts and really saw, deepened the essence of all the martial arts. And then when World War II happened, he went to his country retreat, and everyone else basically went off to war, and he just deepened his Aikido. He went for it, and grew food. And at the end of the war, when Tokyo was bombed, he had truckloads of food go from his farm to the Hombu Dojo. There was no training, of course, and people were housed there and fed there. So it's just a great, great spirit. And I feel like if you train in Aikido for a while and you're open to it, he's just a great friend, you know, to have. He's a wonderful spiritual friend to have. So let's see what O-sensei has to say, and then we'll do a little movement. My takemusu aiki, that means creativity basically, is not derived from religion. Rather, takemusu aiki sheds light on the true meaning of religion and helps bring it to perfection. I am ready for whatever arises. Nothing fazes me. I am free of any attachment to the matter of life or death. I leave everything up to the divine. Training is not limited to the time you are holding the sword. In all of your daily actions, you must transcend the realm of life and death and entrust yourself completely to the divine. To repeat, I love this next part. How beautiful this form of heaven and earth, created from the source. We are all members of one family. This is a beautiful writer. Just beautiful. He talked about practicing every day with your friends, he said, and called it keiko practicing, and then benkyo, which is like when you're off the mat, you're studying. He studied all the scriptures, Tibetan Buddhism, as well as many other Shinto, many, many other scriptures. And if he wasn't training, praying, he was studying, basically. Okay, so why don't we stand up for a moment and give yourself a little space. And this is a practice that is called the Circle of Loving Protection. So make sure you have room to the side. You don't slap your neighbor. Okay? All right. Yeah, that's good. Just to loosen up is good. And just move from your belly and let everything flow out from your belly. Let's just do a motion to settle like this, with the breath out, and bending the knees, and breathe in, and out, and in, and out. And now join downward pointing triangle. And always relax the knees, okay? It opens up the sacrum. And breathing in and out. And you can visualize a rainbow sphere of light. In all directions. place the left palm over the right palm, right opposite your belly, your center, okay? And this is for what we call mixing the energies, yin and yang, okay? Also releasing, okay? So this will kind of process anything you have going on, okay? I'm very relaxed, very as relaxed as you can be, so remember to bend the knees, okay? Good, and up. And up. And up. Alright, very good, let's loosen up the shoulders a little bit. Oh, Sensei recommended, you know, like 25 to 30 minutes of warm-up for Aikido, because it's a lot of movement. Oh, and one side and the other side. This is what I learned from Yogananda, the recharging exercise. Chubby Checker. I'll just grab over the top here. And up here, and make sure you're connected to ground before you stretch. Let the breath out to open up to the stretch. And release. Dropping your tailbone so your weight's over your feet and pushing up from the ground and palms on your thighs and look down at your belly and release. Good. Okay. Yeah. All right. So pick a principle and demonstrate it with somebody. Just go.
Sure.
You have to talk about it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just grab
if you would give me a showman.
Okay.
Getting off the line.
What did you say first?
I was telling him what I wanted to do. Showman
is
a strike for the head. It
means for a strike for the center of the head.
Oh. And getting off the line is getting off the line. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a very handy thing in life. Very, very handy. So, Kathleen, just walk towards me. Yeah, keep walking, keep walking. I've used it a lot in life. Yeah, like that. Okay, so getting off the line. So find yourself a space and just, I'll walk towards you and you just get off the line. There you go. It's just opening the door, basically. Okay, and she's back on the line, and here I come. Yeah, opens the door.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we do in Aikido is we bow to say, please train with me, and then at the end, thank you for training with me. So find yourself a space, getting off the line. Bow,
Michael,
yes, there you go.
Parker with me?
Yeah, there you go. Let's go ahead and
What's that?
It seems so obvious in here, but it's in tech and life. Sometimes you feel like I don't know.
Right. That's because we're probably already involved heavily in the thought process when it happens. So we're actually following because body follows mind, right? We're actually following our mind.
Oh, interesting.
So it's more like unsettling and opening into myself and the sphere of energy around me. Okay, and I'm operating from that. Okay.
One more.
I stopped.
No, that's
really beautiful.
Okay, just add one thing. Okay, so as you get off the line, okay, just touch the person's back. Okay? And kind of go with them, okay? So just simply step off the line and then touch their back and go with them a little bit. And keep your own ground. And that's the trick. So we can all do this and we can all do this, but mostly we do something like that. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you want to keep your ground. Okay? You're the center of your sphere of energy. And here, connect and then just notice, am I in the center of my sphere? After the person passes through. Okay? Mm-hmm. Same partner's good, huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Guide me through. Like what you did.
Okay, now we have a basis to work from, okay? And now the fun part is, I want you to have a thought about that person or this situation. Have a thought. Okay? And see how your movement changes. Okay? I held a thought that I'm afraid of this person. Okay? Let me shift my mind here. Kind of like I dread working with this person. You notice the jaw. Okay, so for me, this kind of stuff is really the teaching stuff of Aikido, and we try to do it at Tenchi a lot. I call it comparative training. Okay, we'll pick something, and then we'll pick a contrasting experience, and then that kind of informs us about our own mind-body situation. Okay?
Can you give an example of that?
Grab my wrist. I can do a very extended, energetically extended, or I can do a very receptive. See, within the sphere of energy, there's all kinds of possibilities. There's a ground. Yeah. There's a pass through heart to heart. There's a gathering. Yeah. So there's infinite within that sphere. There's really infinite of creation, there's infinite possibilities, right? Okay, but let's explore the mind on this one, okay?
So we're having a thought about the
person. Having a thought, or about a thought, the person. Or it can be just a thought.
Oh, okay.
Any old thought. All
right.
but identify some thought. And usually what we're doing is we're projecting out into the world, right? I think this person is very good looking. Right? Right? It doesn't have to be a
heavy thought. It can be, wow. Any kind of a thought can throw us off center. Yeah, yeah, it all depends. Okay, have fun with
so
it.
So is that for both people in the exercise? In
no,
other words,
just the one who's getting off the line, that's stepping off the line.
So if I'm walking toward him, he's the one that has the thought.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So have a thought. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of it, the walking side, what we call uke, or the attacker in Aikido, feel what that feels like when that person is having whatever thought they're having, okay? So as you walk down the line, see there's a little, you can feel a little, on that one, there's a little projection of energy. I don't know exactly what it is, but I can feel it. So you, as the person who's walking, you build up a sensitivity to energies, which is really pretty incredible, actually. So is that clear enough to work with? Yeah? Okay. Hane shimasu. Whoops. Have a good practice. Japanese.
Okay. So you're coming at me and I have to walk.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's much distance and how to manage. Maybe you can do that. There you go. Move the furniture. There we go.
You
might have a thought about how you feel about me, how you feel about this moment, or you wish you were off eating pizza. I
won't tell you. Yeah. Okay.
You might notice when you have that thought what your posture is like, too. Okay.
The first one was that I felt curious.
Okay, so now we'll do one last one and then we'll change principles, okay? Do it for enjoyment, for fun. Getting off the line. Not getting off the line as self-protection so much, but getting off the line for fun. Okay? For enjoyment. Woo! Okay, so you can start to play with it a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Woo! You connect with your partner more. So I'm not back here going, uh-oh, I have to get off the line. Here comes a problem. Okay? It's like, here comes a problem. I hear you can get to the point where you enjoy them coming and going.
Can I move this table?
Yeah, that's...
I saw that coming.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so just enjoy. Yeah, good. Nice.
Was I supposed to touch him?
No. Okay. Yeah, no. There's no have to's on this. This is enjoyment.
Thank you. Okay. No, I didn't.
Okay, very good. So, a little bow to your partner and say thank you. Okay.
Oh, we have to sit down?
You don't have to sit down. Do what you want to do. So, Chuck,
Yeah. I guess she must. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pick up another principle.
Oh, sure.
What?
How can I help you?
So this is the principle of being present, simply being present to your partner and whatever is happening there.
Why don't you guys do cross hand? I think it'll be a little bit clearer.
Okay.
So yeah, there you go.
As opposed to missing my partner or being somewhere else in the room, the degree to which I'm here, which usually requires a drop in my energy field so I can be grounded, because thoughts tend to be up here in a way, but if I drop in without thought, then anything's possible.
Yeah. This is called energy extension or ki extension in Aikido, and ki means universal energy, and it means like it's the world, it's the universe, it's everything is the ki flow, right? And this is here. So Tenshi means earth and heaven or sky. So we want to be here, okay? And here and anchored here. So I often go for the anchor first because I know I can handle this pretty well, but I forget about this. So I go for the anchor first and then the extension. And then you want to feel your partner a little bit. So give me a little more flow block and see. Can get into that kind of a thing. Okay, so my kids like to line up like this all the time, right? It's like, whoop, bring the center around, right? Line everything up. This is your mirror right here that you're working with. Okay, so it'll be left to left or right to right. This is called the triangular stance or Hanmei in Aikido. Okay? It's a very positive stance. Okay? And then once you get extended here, then just play with almost like a little push hands here, just a little flow. Okay? All right, new partner, ki extension. Thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes.
So when you first demonstrated, you said letting go of the thought. So what do you do to let go of
the thought? Oh, that's a great question. I presence my body. When I presence my body, then the thought doesn't need to be there somehow. So this is very much a body-centered practice. And the embodiment of my breath and my gravity and my alignment. So a lot of the work we do in Aikido is I'm not out here. Notice the difference between here and here. I mean, here I'm in my thoughts, and here I'm free of them. It's really fascinating. And what happens on the mat all the time is you're trying to do something and you're thinking and you can't do it. As soon as you stop thinking, it's just totally available. So thank you for your question.
Yeah, it's a good question. Okay, so find a different partner. Okay. Feel your spine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And feel how it just extends to the above your head. Mm-hmm. And then just feel the motion here. Yeah, there you go. And then just. Okay. And this is earth. This is related to earth. Right? So you can let go into my. That's it. And then this is related to sky up here. There you go. Yeah. Ah. You say ah. There you go.
Your whole body. Here it is. You're supposed to move? Yeah. I think you're supposed to be pushing
through. So, in some sense, it's a pretty soft focus. Because if you look in your partner's eyes, you're going to get something in your eyes. So, I kind of let my focus go into a room. Yeah, and keep changing hands. This goes living on the earth. This is earth. Bring your center, your belly up with me a little bit more, just to feel the power of the energy. A lot of us do things like this. Okay. Thank you, partner, please. Yeah.
Where did that gentleman meet you?
So that's basic key flow. Yeah. Jim, why don't you do Heaven and Earth? Heaven and Earth.
Oh, to demonstrate.
Do some talk about it, maybe a sentence or so about heaven and earth, what it's about, and then demonstrate some.
Well, heaven, heaven is ten, and earth is chi. The name of our group is the Ten Chi Aikido, so ten to heaven. And to earth.
Why don't we all do that? This is fun. You can just do this at home with a outside with a tree or something. It's really in the sunshine, right?
Yeah.
And the earth.
And right foot forward, then just feeling like your extension is really the crown of your head is heaven. See what that does to you when you think, heaven is not out there, but heaven is right here, now, in the crown of your head.
That's what Osensei said, heaven's right here.
And then chi is earth, so you feel that on your back hand, down, extending down, and feel that moving down through your sacrum, down your leg. Your back legs, so you're grounding out, and feel this dynamic of a spiral through your body, through your core, from heaven down to earth.
Everything moves in spirals, so it's not like I have to do this big awareness of the spiral. That's how everything moves in spiral form.
And then just spiral yourself again through your core and
so
find
try this
place.
Try the actual spiral up through the heaven hand, right? And then the actual spiral down your back leg. So there's this spiral that's moving through you. And make sure you relax down into your root, so that you're not stressing yourself. And breathe.
And give it a little more expression through you. here, a magical being that can touch heaven and earth and make this mystical connection through your body.
So I want to say one thing. Don't force any of this. Right?
Yeah.
That's how people get hurt in Aikido. Is that they take something and they force it in their practice. It's, you want it to be natural. It is natural. Yeah, if I'm not overloading myself, right? It is natural. Woo! Getting warm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. So let's see.
How vocal was he?
Sensei?
Yes.
Very. Yeah, his ki eyes. My teacher, when he got home from Japan, the last time he saw O Sensei and I started training with Miguel Sensei, he had a tape of O Sensei's ki eyes, which are the sound that explodes out from your core or in. It's also used as a healing tool, that the sound can go in and heal organs and stuff. But this sound, I'm going, my hair just went like that. Really, like, kind of high-pitched, very piercing kind of sound.
How verbal was he?
Did he talk about? Yeah. Sometimes he would have, he would...
So the vocal and the verbal were different?
Well, it depends on the evening or the day that he was teaching. He never started a regular class without going and praying first. Never. To always do his, I call them his spiritual warm-ups. Yeah, his breathing, his extensions, his sound, whatever all he was doing. And then he'd get on the mat, and Nodo Sensei sometimes, of course, everybody was sitting Japanese style, seiza. Sometimes he'd talk for 45 minutes to an hour in this very old Japanese that Japanese didn't understand either. You know, very, let's say, esoteric kind of a thing. But that all just depended on what. How spirit moved him in the moment. So, yeah. So, let's do a little bit of breath and movement. Okay. So this would be a solo practice. So, find yourself a spot. You doing okay, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. And give your Osensei really emphasized this. You want your feet to be under your knees. Under your hips, your heart, the top of your head, so you get a nice alignment there, okay? And you're just going to bring one hand up with the breath, and you're going to step and out breath all on one side. Okay, let's do that side again. Foot comes back, leap. Stance again, and to the center of the body, and breathing in, and stepping out. Breathing in, stepping out. So you have a perfect circle then and breathing. And enjoy yourself. Okay, if we do this as a spiritual practice, you know, it's like kind of heavy and wants to do it anyway. But you know, I go out on the deck sometimes in the morning, and there's a little moisture in the air, and the birds are demanding their morning feed. I do a bread, and it's beautiful, you know. And he also say one thing he said is, each day is anew. Start each day anew, brand new. Okay, so you can do this outside. A brand new day or a brand new sleep. So that develops, huh? As you do that movement, it changes. It doesn't stay the same,
mm-hmm.
right? You'll get heated up or you'll notice the rainbow sphere or whatever. So it's a moving meditation, okay? So all, it's in Aikido it's called Kokyu. It means universal breath. So all of our movements are basically Kokyu movements, okay? Right? And very, very fountain-like, right? So you're like doing these mudras, basically. Yeah, universal mudras when you're training. So, okay, that's all I have to say.
Nice lecture.
Gotta practice, man. So, let's see. You guys have anything, questions or anything to share with us?
It's very conversational.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Relational.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Good observation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. When I got into Aikido, there's a lot going on. My father had just died, and you know, my mom and I were in this kind of vast. He died kind of young, and we were in this vast universe of grieving. And I quit college, and I didn't know what to do with myself, and you know, I was pretty lost. And I found meditation with Nindo Sensei, and then I found Aikido through Nindo Sensei, and it's my family. So I was leaving home for the first time, living away, and it was just like instant family and fun, so much fun, you know. Aikido is a lot about. Of that kind of family energy and connection, right? Yeah. Anything else?
Let's say something about your dojo and when you have practice.
Yeah, we're out on Birdside Road. That's our place, Jim and my place, and the dojo's kind of at the bottom of the hill. Mm-hmm. And I have cards for everyone. You can look us up and see where our classes are. We have basically Tuesday, Thursday classes, Friday morning classes, and Saturday morning classes. And, you know, I'm starting, I'm transforming with it. I've been training for 48 years. So I've recently gone through a big shift where I want to start working privates and semi-privates and just, like, go for whatever people are working with, you know, because I have so much to share, and it kind of, actually it's kind of painful not sharing it.
Yeah.
That's a shift we're going to be making, but otherwise those are our classes, and I have a card for everyone. Yeah, so we have a beautiful place, so, you know, it's mm-hmm. nice to, sometimes when it's nice and we feel like doing Joe or whatever, we'll go out in the pasture and swing stick, you know. Just, and we have a lot of guests. We just had our 10th anniversary training with Nado Sensei and Jack Wada Sensei, two dear friends of mine. Just the best Aikido, I think, in my opinion. And they were on there. They were so on. I was just really, made me so happy. Yeah. Really helped people a lot. On an individual basis. So, yeah. Anything? Anybody want to share?
I was thinking that Aikido's like the story of the blind man and the elephant, you know, where, you know, one feels the trunk and says it's like a tree, and one feels right. the side and says it's like a wall, and Jim says, well, it's like healing, and, you know, Chuck says it's a tool for people to use in the world, and
right.
and I've recently been just astonished over and over again, kind of by what you said, Michael, that it's a conversation. Mm-hmm. For me, Aikido is a laboratory of relationship.
Right. There
it's like it's like a laboratory. It's like a sealed, safe container. And within it, you get to experience and practice what it's like to be in conflict with another person,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And how that conflict gets resolved and harmonized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. that's the part of the elephant that I touch.
Yeah. Well, at Tenshi, we really try to keep the circle open, not say, okay, we're doing this or we're doing that. We might concentrate on a particular principle for a while or, you know, so that we kind of all get a good experience of it together. But generally, we're very, very open. It's about whatever you want to explore. Except you don't go off and do something else when the sensei's showing. One thing, there's a basic etiquette, a basic form involved in it as well. So, yeah. Yes?
Well, it's interesting. My work has to do with making conversation
uh-huh.
into an art form, into,
uh-huh.
Into a kind of a dance.
Yeah.
So, there's a real alignment here.
Yeah, absolutely.
In what
absolutely.
You're discussing and what you're discovering.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And it's a real, I love working with kids. That's my, because it's not what I'm about. It's about, I go in and see what they're up to. And I had this one young girl, she's about 8, I think, and boy who's about 12 now. And they just cracked me up what they were doing. I laughed so hard, and it's really what I needed to do just by being open to, I mean, I presented the practice and everything, and then they'd spout off some Aikido principle, and I'm going, whoa! And it was just really by, you know, setting the frame a little bit, and then just appreciating what they bring to it, you know, because they're so fresh. You know, so anyway, anything else?
I was just going to say, any of you would be welcome to come and practice with us. We're all beginners, and we move, you know, from that place that we're at.
Yeah, the practice is our goal. We're not so goal-oriented there. I mean, sometimes we are, but mostly it's just being present to the practice and whoever is there. And you can just come and play with us, you know. Wear, you know, like sweats or tights and then on a t-shirt or a sweatshirt. You know, you'll get warmed up, so you'd be wanting to take your sweatshirt off. But, you know, don't have to buy a special outfit and be uncomfortable. So, yeah. Yes, Kim.
I was just going to share that one of the things I appreciate most about our dojo is the sense of always be allowed to be in beginner's brain, and the compassion and kindness that we hold with one another to be there at whatever level we're at. And I can come back from one week to the next and have completely forgotten a technique, and I'm allowed to fumble my way through and find it again. And there's complete lack of judgment. And I just really appreciate that about our dojo.
Yeah. Well, Sensei said he took competition out of Aikido because we would never become aware of what our inner competition is with ourselves if we're competing out here.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have to look so good in the outer world, and it feels like training is about being very real with yourself.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. One principle we didn't explore so much is fluidity, but that's very much a part of the Aikido practice, that we move in a fluid way, both partners do, and that's really fun. That's what gets to be really fun, because you hit all these currents and flows and things together. It's really enjoyable. Okay, well, let me show you what I have for y'all. You can each take one of these cards, and then you can take one and spread it around. And by the way, this is Odin, and he started training over at the other dojo on Great Morning. He was 8.
A little older than that. Yes, 10.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And trained with us for a few years. And he's a good friend.
Great, it's a really cool place.
Okay, and then this is what I gave out at, I'll tell you, at the 10th anniversary, and I have some extras, so enjoy. Wow. Some words of O-sensei and something else.
Yeah,
that's very
thoughtful. Yeah. Oh, thank you. You all have. Yeah.
Here you go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Looks like a diploma.
Okay. I'm trying to move these. I've had them for years, so if you would like one, please help yourself. It's our motto, the attitude is gratitude.
Is this your website?
Yeah, except it's .org instead of whatever it is on there.
That's why you want to get rid of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, so thank you. It was fun coming in, like I do to any training on any night, having absolutely no idea what I was going to do. I love that, because just watch it just emerge, you know. So, thank you.
Well, and by
that,
and many verbers.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I have kids' classes, things. If you have kids or know of kids, might be interested, you can help yourself.
Do they go to you, or do you go to them?
Oh, they come to me. Yeah.
I teach little kids too.
Oh, do you? Cool.
A couple days a week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck. A pleasure.
Yeah.